This summer, we've brought you conversations with teaching artists in the Chattanooga area who have worked with our community in a learning residency through the Wolf Trap Program at UTC's Southeast Center for Education in the Arts, or SCEA. Angela Dittmar is Director of Teaching Artist Residencies and Affiliate Director of the Wolf Trap Program at SCEA, which will soon acquire a new identity.
Angela, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
We should start off by talking about how the center's identity is shifting.
We are changing our name. It will be formally shifting in August and announced with grand announcements the second week of September in honor of National Arts and Education Week. The name will be Art Space Collaborative, although the roots are strong. The focus is still very much tied to those roots of infusing our world with more arts because of we believe how much we thrive and grow through the arts. We're focused on first day ready skills through the arts and knowing that everybody has first days at all walks of life. And that's, you know, part of our mission is to support that.
So ABC at UTC.
ABC at UTC. Maybe a little jive with it.
It's more of rebranding in a way that captures what you all have been doing for years than anything else. It's more about adopting a name that is more apt to what you're already doing and poised to do next.
Yes, exactly. We thrive on being in relationships. We thrive in partnerships. The more people at the table, the more impact we can make, and we make that together. So we're growing through having teaching artists. We're growing with having partnerships with other arts organizations, other campus community members and departments, and other partnerships throughout the community. And so we have been doing this and growing that in that way, and we want our name to reflect that.
So tell us more about your work there as Director of Teaching Artist Residences.
I feel like I have the best job. I love my job. I love doing what I get to do. And that is working with artists of different professions, different genres, different expertise, bringing creative play, creative engagement into experiences with teachers, with partners, again, with our constituents. So I get to work firsthand with artists of all sorts. And I'm an artist myself, and I'm passionate about using arts and teaching focus or a lens for experiences and making connections. That's one of the things I really believe. And so I get to connect across different disciplines through working with my artists. We have a roster of 8 teaching artists who have been active in virtual residencies right now, so we're growing together in the current circumstances. Right now, they're primarily performing artists. We also have, I come from a visual arts background. We have 5 musicians on our roster, 2 drama artists, and 1 dancer. And we hope to continue to grow our roster. Lori Allen, our executive director, comes from a drama background as well, a theater for the young audience and young artists. She is passionate about how drama and the arts can infuse and enhance life and connections as well. We have Joel Baxley, who's also another visual artist, and we work with Lee Harris as well in music. In my job, I get to work firsthand with just amazing people who are creative and innovative. We're also building a visual arts roster, so we've been reaching out to some local artists to engage their interest in working as teaching artists with us.
So what's it like as an artist from one field working across other disciplines of art?
As an artist, a visual artist working with musicians or working with drama artists, we start to see how some of those principles are so common across disciplines. You know, we can see how visual art language is rooted in drama and composition when you're looking at a theater or a stage. I could see how musicians composing and working improvisationally can relate to the drama artists in the improvisational ways. So I think it's inspiring for artists of multiple disciplines to get to collaborate together and share their expertise, share what they are inspired by, and then to create things together.
These teaching artists are working with partners in the community, such as healthcare. And I see from your background that you spent some time working for CHI Memorial between your stints at UTC's Department of Art and your role now at UTC. Tell me what that experience added to your perspective in the role that you do now.
That's a great question, Ray. I, you know, really loved my time at CHI Memorial. I was an outreach worker and I worked in the marketing department as well. And I often hosted wellness programs where I got to lead creative writing engagements in a sort of holistic manner with the idea that well-being, you're at a hospital, you're at a clinic, but there's more to health and well-being than just, right, the ways that physicians serve us. And CHI Memorial supports very much the well-being of the whole person. So I gained a lot of practical skills. I learned a lot from our marketing director and VP, Lisa McCluskey, and organizational skills. But I also got to see how the arts in that environment could complement and nurture and repair patients and individuals in all working environments as well. I serve now currently on their Arts for Healing Council. They're building a robust program for creative arts therapies and the presence of arts of all forms in the hospital. And so seeing how arts support well-being firsthand in a hospital has been really profound for me and has influenced the way I've seen how the arts can integrate in other sectors of life, other areas of life beyond the classroom, and how important it is for us as adults to continue to pursue nurturing our creative sides and our well-being that way.
Because when the arts are integrated in daily life that way, we're not talking about something abstract anymore.
No, it's not abstract. Our minds need respite through distraction, through expression. We find ourselves in expression. We find out our problems through expression, the things that are weighing on our hearts and our souls. And often there's a direct, you know, there's more and more studies of the relationship between what weighs on us emotionally and how it impacts our body and our well-being. And I will say that as an abstract artist, an artist who thrives with figures and forms visually that are more abstracted, I find that the place where I can start to think through things that are pressing right now, that the answers are a little bit disguised in those abstractions.
And since they're disguised, what's something that you have learned in your role there? And what's something that you keep learning over and over again as part of that creative process of discovery?
I have been really impressed with how I see that the arts in this field, in my role, that I can support how important it is to make connections across disciplines, across thought processes, to open up our thought into more flexible spaces. And so I've learned how to literally collaborate with teachers to co-teach something where two forms that normally might have been taught in different classrooms, different contexts, are coming together to support understanding and support expression and goals that co-evolve, that evolve together and present opportunities for intrinsic connections, intrinsic interest, and how important it is for us as individuals to be self-realized through those natural interests that we have in life, to learn about life through the things that draw our eyes. So I see that happening when we embrace an integrated model, an integration of an art form and a science, or a math and an art, or drama artists in a program that Lori has been building, working with nursing students and patient simulations. So to embrace these two worlds, to embrace more things that normally might have existed in their own entities as autonomous from each other, when we bring those things together, we thrive even more. And so I'm continually looking for how can we make opportunities to make more connections, to increase the matrix and the nebulous of connections and points.
And if people want to connect with the center as it is now rebranding, where can they go online to start?
They can go to utc.edu/SCEA. That's our current website. Our new website as of August 1st will be ArtSpace Collaborative at UTC. So I believe you'll be able to go to utc.edu/ABC. But either way, if you Google the Southeast Center for Education and the Arts, or you go to UTC and search in the search field for Southeast Center for Education and the Arts or ArtSpace Collaborative, you'll find us.
All right, Angela, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.